一个同事过世了，他只大我一岁，他一年半前发现有癌症，那时候他刚过50岁左右，那个地方也很奇怪，他在脊椎，这个叫 tailbone 会有 cancer， 也没听过了，反正 anyway 都会有这个，因为我通常比较晚上班，我晚下班，那他也是晚下班的，所以最后剩下公司就剩下我跟他。这个常常就是说我们两个人，所以他也常常很多运动，所以当我们那时候知道，这个人怎么不见了 ？OK， 他得到癌症，这应该是礼拜二，他有点不舒服，他化疗什么都做过了，礼拜二有点不舒服，同事把他送到医院去，后来回家了，然后好像到礼拜四。上班过了一天，他就晕过去了，送到医院就没醒过来。然后我们老板送的 email 出来说 ，any day or any time， 我也没想到这么快啊。昨天回到公司已经讲他已经走。我在公司的20几年的上班哈，有三个人离开给我是比较震撼的。一个是我我那时候38岁，我有一个36岁的一个同事。我生老大，他生老大；我生老二，他生老二。但是呢，我一直跟他传福音，他整天问我 ，How do you know 你是能够得救 ？How do you know God is there？ 怎么跟他讲？永远都是这个问题回来。到他，我比他先生老二，所以我常跟他讲，生你老大跟老二，我们年纪都很近，很累，你。不要又打球又顾家，什么都要做。他们总是美国人啊，这个要有 private time。OK， 我自己的时间还是要有的。那天看他很累，我就跟他说回家吧，不要去打球了。但他说今天晚上是决赛，我不去打呢，我的队就没办法赢。OK， 这个所以啊，就没办法打。这个时候他要去，他6尺2、3寸高。第二天我回到公司。他的老板送一个 news 出来说 sad news， 我都不敢看，因为那打开就是他，他说昨天晚上打了第一场之后他就不舒服，然后再走回他的 bench， 还没走回去，一个60多的人就躺下去，没有的 last minute 给他还有决定他要不要信主。我下班之后就到他家去了，因为跟他们很熟啊，我一见到他太太，他太太就抱住我，讲了两个字。他说 Why me？ 我们听到很多人家里发生事情，但是呢，从来没想过在我们自己身上会发生。所以他只讲了两个字，他说 Why me？ 这个我们不知道怎么回答这个问题啊。这个是一个给我们知道，给我那时候最震撼的，我觉得在公司里面这些事情发生。第二个是我老板的女儿过世了。我老板有一天回到家，发现他女儿躺在沙发上，他也没留意，过了一会怎么还躺在那，那去看他已死，他女儿22岁。我不知道一个做爸爸怎么 handle 这种情况，他之前有身体不舒服有去看医生，但是医生也查不出什么病，但是那一天他回到家，看到他女儿躺在那里，他以为他在睡觉，没想到他是已经死了。把这个我想我们今天人生啊，没办法说我们在哪一个阶段啊，我们求主给我们知道，我们如果已经信主，我们好好等候我们的主。因为这是我们呢最蒙福的一件事情，但是如果我们的心没有被主抓住的话，那我们还是会被许多其他的事抓住。好，我就交通一下我这几天啊，这个一点的感觉哈，这个在我公司最亲近的几个人里面所发生的一些事情。 常健弟兄上个礼拜过来哈。
Brother Tang Jian last week came here.
我想很多弟兄姊妹三堂的聚会都有参加。
So most of you have attended all three meetings.
他的交通很摸着我心里面的感觉。
His sharing really touched my heart.
所以我今天啊，愿意照着他三天所交通的交通一下我一点的感觉。
So I want to share with you. What's in my heart according to what he has shared last week.
我想他的信息蛮集中的。
His message is very focused.
好像他第一天讲是说对朋友们讲福音啊。
The first meeting he was sharing the gospel to friends.
但是我觉得他的信息对我们信主的人也很有帮助。
But his message is very helpful for us who have believed.
他讲了两个字智慧。
He talked about wisdom.
他说一个智慧从地上来的，是属人的。
There is a wisdom that is that belongs to man and is of the earth.
第二个智慧是从上头来的。
But the other wisdom is from the heaven.
那第二天他讲到，我们有我们的选择。
The second meeting he said that we have a choice.
我们也有一条路要走。
And there is a way for us to take.
请问我们选择什么？
So which way or which have we selected?
用该隐跟亚伯的例子来跟我们交通。
He used the example of Cain and Abel to share with us.
第三天他提到，其实那段撒种的比喻不止两种人，不过他主要讲两种人。
The third day he spoke about the parable of the sowers. He mentioned two types of people, but of course in the parable there are more.
一个是明白的人，一个是不明白的人。
One is one who understands, and the other is one who does not understand.
或者那个不明白是自以为明白，其实没有明白。
Or the one who does not understand, we can say that he thought he understood, but didn't.
今天时间可以的话，我要跟你们讲圣经里面三个故事。
Today, if the time allows, I want to talk about three stories from the Bible.
翻到路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
新约路加福音第五章。
It's in the New Testament, Luke chapter 5.
或者只有我读哈，这个大家跟着看就好了。第五章第一节找到吗？路加新约第三卷书，马太、马可、路加 ，OK。
So just follow along.
OK, 第五章第一节，耶稣站在格里撒勒湖旁边，众人涌进他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船摊开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。第四节。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣祭前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你们要得人了。”他们把两只船拢到岸，就撇下所有，跟从了耶稣。我们常常读这段圣经的时候，我们很注意第四节讲那句话：“开到水深之处。”
Many times when we read this passage, we focus our attention on verse 4, which says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net."
我今天要跟你们注意的是第五节。
But I want to focus on verse 5 today.
这里说，西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
It says, "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night." and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
我们要知道哈，西门彼得是渔夫。
We know that Simon Peter is a fisherman.
他是 professional， 他是职业的渔夫。
He's a professional fisherman.
他很懂得打鱼。
So he knows how to fish.
我们有些很喜欢钓鱼的哈，都会告诉我们，钓鱼最好的时间是晚上或者黎明之前。
Many expert fishermen will tell us that the best time to fish is like during the dusk.
所以他怎么样？他一个晚上去打鱼了。
So he has been fishing the whole night.
但是照着他所有地上给他的教导智慧，他没办法找到一条鱼。
But based on worldly knowledge and wisdom, he was not able to get any fish.
好了，今天有个人来了，你知道他打不到鱼，他收工了，对不对？他回来了，把网去洗干净，准备回家睡觉。
So he didn't catch any fish. He has been washing the fish net, and then he's preparing to go to bed.
耶稣来了，耶稣看见这么多人在跟着他。他说：“说我最好离开岸，到船上去对大家讲话。”
Then here comes Jesus. He went on the ship and at the boat and said he wants to go farther and then from the people and then.
耶稣找到彼得，就问彼得说：“我用你的船可以吗？我出去。”
So Jesus found Peter and asked him whether he can use his boat and then.
说彼得就把船嘛开始弄出去，耶稣就开始在那里讲道。
And then Jesus started to preach.
我们真的不知道耶稣讲道讲多长啊。
We do not know how long Jesus.
对不对？他曾经讲道讲了五饼二鱼，是讲很久，大家都饿了，是不是才给大家吃
？Sometimes Jesus preached for a very long time, just in the story of the fish, in the bread where he feed the 5,000.
这里他根本就跳过这个讲，只说讲完了。
It just here it didn't describe, but it says after Jesus finished preaching.
他对西门彼得说：“那你现在开到水很多的地方，下网打鱼。”
Now he said to Simon, he said, "Launch out into the deep."
我不知道如你把你自己摆就是西门彼得。
Now put yourself in Peter's shoes.
你觉得耶稣讲的这句话你怎么反应
？How are you going to react to what Jesus said?
你说我，西门彼得是渔夫，耶稣是木匠。
Simon Peter is a fisherman and Jesus is a carpenter.
你说一个木匠叫个渔夫怎么样去打鱼
？A carpenter telling a fisherman how to fish.
你知道马环常常跟我扎针吗？
马环usually Yeah, I know, but the verb. So if one day I tell Mahan how to do acupuncture, what will he think?
那我要讲绝对就是比较差远一点啊，有些东西我可能学得很快啊。这个如果教他要怎么擦，你觉得他会怎么想
？What do you think he will think of me if I tell him how to where to put the needle?
我先不讲他怎么想，不我在想啊，这个彼得啊，这是一个木匠告诉我怎么打鱼。
So here, Peter is faced with a situation where the carpenter is telling him how to fish.
要如果是我是西门彼得的，我说你讲笑话。
If I were Simon Peter, I might say.
打鱼是半夜三更，黎明之前，你先想到已经可能到中午了，对不对？哪有鱼？
Fishing, you need to do it during dusk or in the middle of the night. But now, you know, it's daytime. How can there be fish?
当然，耶稣的身份有点不同啊。耶稣因为已经有人知道，他常常教训人。
Of course, Jesus is different because he has shown that he always teach people.
所以你知道西门彼得这里的回答他什么？他说：“夫子，夫子的意思是老师。既然你教到了，我就做。”
Here Simon answered master, meaning a teacher.
他不相信，他说我就做吧。
Even though he does not believe, he said.
其实他这个做很多代价的，因为他网都洗干净，准备回家去休息了。现在把网又要重新再拿来，再返到海里面去。
Now you have to take note that to do it, it takes a lot of effort because he had already washed his net and he has already prepared to go back home. But because he respected Jesus, he still did it.
你看圣经怎么讲啊？ 在人认为不可能有会有鱼出现的，所以他说啊，这个网差点裂开了。
But in a place where there's no fish, the net almost break.
然后他说，一条船装不了了，我用两条船来装。装的时候他说什么船？那船基本上差点要沉下去。
And one ship is even not enough. They filled both ships and then they began to sink.
我今天要跟你们第一个思想的，他这里讲，我终夜劳力，我一无所得。
Let's ponder about this. He said, we have toiled the whole night and have taken nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有经过这个？我拼命的努力，照着人间最好的智慧来做，结果一无所得。
Have we experienced this? We use all our wisdom according to the world and toil, but nothing happened.
我们看到别人也是这样做，也不只会这样做，他们告诉我要这样做，所以我做了。
We see what other people do and we follow what they do.
结果我发现我所得到的不如我想象的，或者我真的一无所得。
But what we get out of it is not what we expected or it's nothing.
你看这里啊，他们一个晚上的劳碌，主耶稣只叫他下一只的网。
Here we have to compare the toil of the whole night, but the Lord just tells them to let down one.
我不是渔夫啊，不过我是看看电影啊，他们这里打不到鱼，看看又去另外一个，又把网下去，看看会不会抓到鱼了。
I see fishermen doing that. They go to one place, let down the net, go to another, and try another place.
主耶稣只告诉他，一次下网，他就捞到鱼了。
But Jesus only told him once, and got a lot of fish.
我们如果要承认一件事哈。 我自己的智慧，我自己地上的努力，实在是有限的。
We need to acknowledge that our own wisdom, our own knowledge and toil.
如果愿意接受神给我的方法，或者主给我的智慧，你发现这里是事半功倍。
We need, if we are willing to accept the Lord's leading, the reward is hundredfold.
你知道我们今天啊。 我遇很多学生啊，今天都常常为了前面好多的打算。
I know that many students nowadays plan ahead for the future.
就算我们在职业里面啊，我们也有很多的我们的idea， 我们的想的抱负。
We have a lot of ideas and expectations from our career.
我们认为我们要怎么做才能够得到。
We plan we have to do this and do that to gain.
我想我讲一些我一点点的经验。
I want to share some of my experience.
我在研究院毕业的时候，
When I graduated from grad school,
我们那些同学啊，很早就把他的履历表就送出去。
The other students have sent out their resume very early.
对他们来讲，他们不想回国，要留在美国，所以他们要很早就鱼拥撒网的。
So because they don't want to go back home, so it's like casting a net that they send out hundreds of letters out.
对他们来讲，只有这样找工才有机会找到工，在美国哪里都可以。
To them, that's the only way to find a job. They want it wherever it will be.
我那时候啊，对我来讲，我不跟他们一样去这样找。
At that time. I think I'm not going to do it like them.
我也没有跟他们一样急就毕业。And
I'm not going to be in a hurry to graduate either.
你知道最后他们用了一年找工，没有找到工作。And
in the end, they used one whole year, and yet they cannot find a job.
最后是我比他们先找到工作。And
then it ends up that I found a job first.
你在我那时候对。 主给我的一个心愿，就是说我愿意更多认识我的主。
The Lord gave me a desire that I want to know Him more.
主，我那时候对主说啊，我只想再看看明州可不可以找到工作，找不到我就回国。
I told the Lord that I'm just going to try it here in Minnesota, and if I cannot find it, I'm just going to go back.
我不坚持一定要留在美国。
I'm not going to I'm not going to insist that I'm just stay here.
我不问他钱多，我也不问这个钱多好不好，也不一定是要我喜欢的，主要是主是不是主给的。
I'm not concerned about whether I like it or not, or whether the money is a lot or not. What is important to me, whether it is God.
我只寄了大概五封信。
So I only send out 5 letters.
到了要面试的时候。
And when the interview time came,
有两家公司约我面试。
Only 2 gave me interviews.
后来我的指导教授也给我一份到公司去面试。
And then my advisor also gave me one more interview.
但是我始终没有去，因为头两份公司里面有一个请我，一个拒绝我，我就进了这家公司。
But I didn't go to the third one. For the first 2, one gave me an offer, the other did not.
我感谢主哈，我在这个公司已经做了快24年。
And I thank the Lord, I have been with this company for 24 years.
我一进公司，有教授告诉我。
Even then, a professor told me about this.
有律师告诉我。
And there's a lawyer told me.
他说你在这个公司没有前途。
They told me that there's no future for you in this company.
很难替你办移民的。
It is very difficult for them to apply immigrant visa for you.
我的指导教授知道我要进去了，他说好了，去做两年，离开。
And my advisors, knowing that I'm going there, said, oh, just work for 2 years and then leave.
在我心里面呢，我只是想说，我只有一个说，只要是主你给，你就负责。
But in my heart, I know that, Lord, if you give it, you'll be responsible for it.
我跟你们很多人提过哈，我进公司的时候，这个公司14万人。
I told you before that when I entered the company has 140,000.
现在大概20,000多人，但是大部分的在印度跟中国。
And now it's only 20,000, and most of them are in India and China.
你要知道，我们欧洲国家也有我们的公司哈，所以美国已经很少人了。
In Europe, there's always our company is there too. So in U.S., they're very.
我在 Roseville 上班那时候13,000人。
When I was in Roseville, there were 13,000.
现在是250个人。
But now it's 250 people.
我常常问主哈，这个主怎么还把我留在那？
And I asked the Lord, why am I still there?
大概3年前，我们部门要被关门了。
And 3 years ago, our division was gonna be closed.
连我老板都不上班了。
And even my boss is not going to work.
回到公司就坐在他 office 就不管我们。
He just go to the office and he's not doing anything.
因为反正是整个部门关了。
Because what he's saying, he thinks, oh, the whole division is just gonna close down. There's no money left.
但是啊，我感谢主哈，我知道一定在这里负责。
But I thank the Lord because I know he's gonna be responsible for it.
11月开始，老板就不管我们了。
Starting November, the boss is already
letting go.
He's thinking, after Christmas, the division is just going to shut down.
现在忘记哪一天了，大概12月17、18号，有一天老板突然送一个 email 出来。
But I don't remember which exact day, but maybe December 17, 18, the boss sent out an email.
我们日本的公司愿意养我们这一组40个人，养18个月。
The company in Japan is going to support us for 14 months.
我们这半年前才跟日本这个分公司划清界限，它不再是我们的 subsidiary.
And only half a year ago, we just end our relationship with the Japanese company, and they're no longer a subsidiary.
但是神在掌权，他们还是，因为我们做一些东西，他要，所以他还是需要。为了有这个 product 把我们养住。
But for some reason, they still need us, and so they're willing to continue to support us.
我们今天哈，我们最要紧要看的是出于主的还是出于我。
Today, the most important thing that we need to look for is whether it is of God or it is of ourselves.
我想我也交通一下我们弟兄季风的一些例子。
I also want to share what季风experience.
他要找这个博士后。
He was looking for a postdoc.
博士后通常是教授希望你到别的教别的学校继续把这里学的带给他们。
Most of the time, advisors want you to go to another school to do your postdoc.
那我们弟兄希望能够继续留在明州，但是这可能性太低了。
But our brother want to remain here, and the chance is very small.
因为很少自己教授愿意把自己学生留下来。
Because there are very few advisors who would keep their own students.
你看他的同学很多都已经全国在送履历表，看哪里能够请博士后就去了。
So many of his classmates have all been looking for a postdoc position elsewhere, and if they get one, they'll go.
但我们弟兄只把这个心愿告诉我们的主。
But our brother shared this with the Lord, this desire of his.
我不知道他最后有没有寄什么信哈，不过这没有寄哈，这个他自己教授来找他。
Well, he hasn't sent any letter, and then his advisor came and looked for him.
问他说：“我收到这么多履历表，还没有一个觉得没有一个比你好，你肯留下来？”
And his advisor has received many other applications, but he thought that Ji Feng is still the best, and he wants him to stay on.
我们发现了，我们如果选择神的方法，先把主摆在首位的话，你发现许多的事是事半功倍。
If we choose what God wants, then things are gonna be very good.
如果你读读大卫的故事
，If you read David's story,
当他开始在以色列国做王的时候
，When he started to be king in Israel,
他每件事都问神，我可不可以做？
Everything he asked the Lord, can I do this?
当他要去打仗的时候，他问神说：“我可以去打非利士人吗？”
When he's going to go to war with the Philistines, he asked the Lord, can I do that?
所以说可以，他就去打胜了。
And when the Lord said yes, then he went and he won.
然后呢，第二次又要打了，他说问神：“我可以去打吗？怎么打？”
So second time he asked the Lord again, can I go? And how am I going to do it?
神怎么跟他说？他说你不要在正面过去打，你绕到敌人的后面，从后面打过去。
And the Lord said, do not go head on, but take the other way around.
你只要知道，神知道所有要发生的事情。
The Lord knows everything.
我们的眼睛非常短视的。
Our eyes are very short.
我们只能够看到近的，看不到远的。
We can only see what's near.
神是全部都可以看得见的。
But the Lord can see everything.
如果我们只照我们的智慧所看，我只照着前面看得见的，一直往前冲。
If we only do what's in front of us and go ahead,
我们看不到路是不是可以继续走。
We can't see whether this way is open.
我昨天带这个他们初中的学生去下棋比赛。
Yesterday, I took the middle school kids to chess competition.
下午回来了，下大雪。
And when we came back, there was a big snowstorm.
远的都看不见的，看到近的我就开了。
We cannot see very far.
GPS 也叫我开嘛。
And GPS said to go ahead.
我就照着开啊。
And then I just followed.
我开到一个前面说 ，Do not enter.
And I.And a sign said, do not enter.
因为你没下雪，什么都看得清楚，下雪全部盖住了。我就开到了才看到 do not enter.
It's only when I got there that I saw this do not enter sign.
我只好 U-turn 又走回来，再走出去。
So I U-turn and went back.
所以当我在思想这些，已经在思想这个信息的时候，我就觉得我们人生呢，都只看到近。
In our life, we always look at only see the.
我们看不到远。
We cannot see the things.
我们也觉得我们的智慧也不错。
We might think our wisdom is not bad.
你可能不会骄傲到一个地步说比每一个都聪明。
Maybe you don't think you're the best.
但是有时候我会觉得，哎，我还比你聪明一点哦。
But maybe you're better than some.
或者我说，哎，这个人告诉我的方法最好。
Or you said, oh, so and so told me this, and his way.
我就跟我去做。
So I'm gonna follow his way.
但是我们是否真的看见
？But when we really see.
所以你知道，我常传福音的时候，我跟朋友们讲，不要随便跟呐、
啊。I always tell friends, don't just follow anyone.
我说很多人车的 bumper sticker 都爱贴东西的。
Many people have bumper stickers.
我曾经有一个人贴在哪里，说当他开车开到那里去看，他写什么？他说 I'm lost. Don't follow me.
So he was following this car, and the bumper sticker said, I'm lost.
Don't follow me.
And don't follow me. He doesn't even know where he's going. Our life is like that.
读书的时候, 我看我的师兄西姐去哪里, 我跟。
When we're in school, we follow those ahead of us.
到了社会工作, 我看哪一个人成功一点, 我跟他, 他是用什么方法成功的。
In work, we see who is successful and we try to use their methods.
不要说只是朋友们这样做，很多弟兄姊妹也是做同样的事。
Not only our friends do that, but we brothers and sisters do the same thing.
我们要认定啊, 圣经也告诉我们说, 神的最愚拙的都比人有智慧。
We know that the foolishness of God is even wiser than the wisdom of
man. 圣经也告诉我们说, 神的意念高过我们的意念。
And the thoughts of our Lord is higher than our
thoughts. 神的路高过我们的路。
His way is higher than our way.
我们看西门彼得这里啊, 除了这件事里面给我们一件事情说, 我们要学会问主。
Here we see Simon Peter. We know that we have to ask the Lord.
第二个乃是能够顺服主。
The second is to obey the Lord.
你要发现当彼得虽然不是很一心一意啊，就想他顺服。
Even though Peter is not wholeheartedly
obeying,
he still obeyed, and through his obedience, he saw something.
我想从这里记载，他是一个渔夫，他可能发现他从来没一次过打这么多鱼。
He is a fisherman, but he has never catched that many fish.
这么多鱼一次抓起来，给他里面有了两个的反应。
And seeing this much fish, he had two reactions.
如果你读完这段圣经，你看第一个反应是什么？他从当初认识耶稣是夫子，到后来他不再叫夫子，他说我是个罪人，
From knowing the Lord as a teacher, now he knows that he's a sinner and he says, "Depart from me."
因着这件事的发生，他开始认识自己。
From this thing, he realized who he is.
他发现我不能够在主的面前，因为我是一个罪人。
He knows that he's a sinner. He cannot be in front of the Lord.
第二个，他说他愿意来跟从主。
The second is he's willing to follow the Lord.
所以我们第一件事情啊，是根据我们弟兄第一天所交通的哈，我们究竟用人的智慧，还是我真的愿意用神的智慧？
So the first thing is, are we willing to follow the Lord because of His wisdom, or rather follow our own?
第二个哈，就是讲到我们的选择。The
second is our choice.
我选另外一个人哈，不跟我们弟兄一样，我们翻到创世纪第十三章。Let's
turn to Genesis 13.
创世纪应该很容易找哈，圣经第一卷书。我要跟你们谈到这个人叫罗德。I'm
gonna share about Lot.
第十三章，还是我读就好了，好不好？为一个有些弟兄姊妹不熟悉这个故事哈，我读给大家听。第二节，十三章第二节，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕啊，的经营生出极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前自大帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。 与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群羊群帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。第八节，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，遍地不在不都在你面眼前吗？” 请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的院子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原，往东迁移，他们就被彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。 索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。OK， 彼得后书哈、啊、 也提到一段圣经，或者我读给大家听就好了。彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter 2, I'll just read it myself.
Yeah. 第二章第六节，我读给你们听哈。他说，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉，将二城请出，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。OK， 这里啊，圣经给我们讲说啊，罗德是一个不啊这个失败的义人。
Here the Bible shows us that Lot is a righteous man, but he failed.
如果用今天的话来讲，讲他义人，就是说他是一个重生得救。
Today, when we talk about righteous person, means that he has been saved and born again.
但是他选择了一条路，这个是带下不好的结果。
But he chose a way that led to bad results.
你知道当初亚伯拉罕神呼召他离开乌尔。
When God called Abraham out of Ur,
没有对罗德说你离开乌尔。
God did not call Lot.
罗德只跟着他的叔叔离开了加勒底的乌尔。
Lot just followed his uncle Abraham.
离开了这个繁华的一个都市。
They left a rich prosperous place.
对罗德来讲，他只是跟前面的这个弟兄怎么走，我就怎么走，没有第一手对神的经历。
Lot was just following Abraham, but did not have first experience of God.
而神在这里兴起一个环境，他们两个的牧人开始相争了。
So here the Lord raised up a situation where the herdsmen were striving.
你发现不是亚伯拉罕跟罗德在相争，是他们两批的牧人在相争了。
Note that it's not Abraham and Lot that's having the strife, but it's their herdsmen.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，是神要我来。
For Abraham, he knows that God has called him.
他说：“我跟罗德，我们是亲人关系，我们不应该相争的。”
And he knows that they are relatives, and so he and Lot should not be striving against each other.
他说：“罗德，我们不要相争的。那你选，你要去那边，我就这边；你要这边，我就去那边。你选吧。”
So he told Lot, "We're not going to strive with each other. You choose."
这个罗德也老实不客气哈。
And Lot
was 最想那个是我叔叔哎。
Lot was not embarrassed to choose.
对不对？他就好好看哪里是我所要的呢
？So he just look and see which place is the one that I want.
他没有想想，我如果选了大平原留给我叔叔是什么东西啊
？If he take the good part, what's left for his uncle?
那个迦南地那一块留给他叔叔一块山地。
He just left a mountainous area of Canaan to his uncle.
但是他看圣经怎么讲，如果你回到创世纪里面讲，他说这一块大平原是滋润的地啊。
The Bible said the plain of Jordan is well watered everywhere.
他说好像神的院子也像埃及地。
It's even like the Garden of Eden and the land of Egypt.
之前他们才从埃及又走出来了。
They just left Egypt.
所以你神的院子一定很好的。
And of course the Garden of the Lord, of course that's very good.
然后呢？这个，所以我们知道圣经里面讲埃及，常常讲到人的享受。
Egypt talks about the pleasure of the world.
因为大平原，因为他们什么牧人嘛，很多牛羊，用大平原来牧羊也很好。
Because they're herdsmen, so the plain is very good for them.
对罗德来讲，这太平洋，但不是太平洋啊，这个大平原，这个大平原啊，是好到无比。
This plain of Jordan is really good for him.
非常舒适的地方。
It's a comfortable place.
他就选择了。
And so he chose that.
今天对我们每个基督徒，神也问我们一个问题。
And today the Lord also asks a Christian.
我们今天要选世界给我们所有的享受呢，还是我愿选迦南地
？Are we going to choose the pleasure of the world, or are we going to choose Canaan?
如果我们把自己摆在罗德的身上的话，你会怎么选
？If you're Lot, what are you going to choose?
你发现罗德一离开这位爱神的叔叔之后
，You see when Lot leaves this God-loving Abraham，
他没得跟啊
，He has no direction。
其实他还在跟一样东西
，But actually he is following。
他跟着他的心走
He follows his own heart.
心要什么,
whatever his heart wants, that's what he will go. And the Bible describes this in detail.
第一个,
first, he moved east.
走啊,
so he didn't just stay in the plain, but he moved east.
然后呢,
and pitch his tent toward
啊, 进入有城墙的地方,
getting into a city.
跟着这个叔叔来访,
we know that the Ur is a very good place, prosperous place.
对吧,
and now he's again going back to a city. And far from him is a place called Sodom.
那个地方好得很啊,
and Sodom is a good place. But it's also a wicked place.
所以对他来讲,
so he knows he cannot go in there.
不过呢,我留在外面,
so he, but then he thinks he can be outside.
那我在外面有什么错呢?
So what's wrong with being
我不进普通嘛,
outside? So just don't enter, but be close to it.
在今天啊,在基督使命当中啊, 这个啊,
there are border peoples among us, brothers and sisters.
然后不像耀群这么爱主。
I'm not going to love the Lord like Yao Qin.
对,那太过极端了。
He's too extreme for me.
不需要这么committed.
We don't have to be that committed.
哇,下一个我不敢讲,随便许一个都错。不像耶稣这么爱自己。
But not to be like Andrew who loves the world.
对,世界,哇,整天就是有钱就拉我,
I'm not like him. If there's money, he goes there.
我每个礼拜天都来聚会吧,
but he comes, you know, every week.
我还不像他们偶尔才出现一次,
well, I'm not like he just comes once in a while.
Goer,
these are church goers.
教会里面许多这种边缘人,
there are many people like that, staying on the borders.
你知道,边缘人就说,主我也没办法好好爱,
these people cannot be wholly committed to the Lord, but then they don't want to leave the world either.
这是一种,
this is one type of person in the church.
那另外一种呢, 你知道, 其实跟这个很有关啊,因为我觉得好像罗德说,我在所多玛的城门外面有什么要紧?
Many people are like, God, what's wrong with being outside but close to Sodom?
我上一下网有什么错呢?
What's wrong with just going to the web?
每一个讲道都说不要上网。
Every preaching says don't go to the web.
因为我上一下网啊, 我等一下就关掉了。
But I just go for a while. And then turned it off.
你要问问自己嘛,等一下子等多久啊?
Ask yourself, how long is long?
你知道,我去跟朋友就社交一下,又管住不行,但也没错。
What's wrong with socializing with friends?
跟朋友喝喝酒,打打关系,什么错呢?
What's wrong with drinking with them and socializing
with
them? Oh, what's wrong with buying nice clothes?
这个钱哪个都要嘛，那我找一份薪水高一点的，有错吗？
Or what's wrong with getting a job with a high-paying salary?
你看他这里怎么讲，人一开始不会一跳下去就犯罪的。
But here we see a person don't jump into
sin,他慢慢的移过去的。
But they move closer slowly.
你这里越去了一点，你觉得没什么嘛，没什么错。
So they move a little closer and think, well, there's
nothing.
And so you get take the next step.
你再去,再去,你知道,
and then finally he enters Sodom.
对,对这个罗德来讲,
to Lot, he knows that Sodom is a wicked place.
我们刚才读彼得后书里面告诉我们说,
here we know that in 2 Peter, he was vexed.
他不跟他们同流合污,
he doesn't want to be like them.
但是呢,
but he thinks, oh well, I can live there, but just be not like them.
我没做过这个啊, 有弟兄告诉我, 你说你吃过前期了没有？青蛙。
A brother said, have you tasted frog?
中文怎么会叫田鸡啊？青蛙就青蛙了嘛。他说你怎么煮青蛙？
How do you cook frog?
他说你的水呢要不冷不热。Your
the water has to start out lukewarm.
你就把青蛙摆进去。
And you put in the frog.
他就觉得好舒服，这水太舒服，又不冷又不热。
And the frog thinks, well, this is comfortable water.
好，那开火。
And then you turn on the heat.
慢火。
But it's low heat.
所以你发现它慢慢有点热了，它也不觉得它们很舒服吗？
So a little warming up, the frog is still comfortable.
等到过了一段时间，到了它真的发现热了，它就没力可以跳。
But then when it's already too hot, then he cannot jump
anymore. 全部的神经已经被你麻痹麻掉。His
nervous system has shut down.
所以它的主人就有一个很好的拳击可以。And
then the person can eat the frog.
你知道我们人生也是这样，如果我今天只告诉你出去犯罪的话，你没不会犯。
Today, if I tell you to go sin, of course you're not going to.
人都是慢慢慢慢，因为我不防了，我就一直过，一直觉得没事，没事我就下去。But
then, if you are not alert and you go slowly, then you fall in.
我们从罗德这个故事里面，我们发现哈，罗德就降进去了。From
this story, this is how Lot entered Sodom.
他进去了之后，索多玛要发生的事也影响在他身上。
And what will happen to Sodom is going to affect him.
你不可能说跟我无关。It
is not possible.
我没跟他们犯同样的罪。
Well, I don't sin like them.
只要你在哪里，就跟你有关。Even
then, if you're there, it's going to affect you.
神就给他先来一个警告。So
the Lord gave him a warning.
四王跟五王打仗的时候。When
the four kings and the five kings were battling.
索多玛城是五个王，却输给那四个王的联盟。真的。
Sodom belongs to the five kings, but the five kings lost to the four kings.
所以他跟索多玛城所有人被掳来。So
they were all taken away from Sodom.
神给罗德的警告，你要与这些人这个一直联系的这么深入的话，他们所要发生的事也发生在你身上。This
is a warning to Lot. If you want to be with these people, you're going to go with them.
这四个王可以把五个王打败。
The four kings can destroy the five kings.
亚伯拉罕用318个人就把四个王打败。
But Abraham used 300 people to conquer the four kings.
他把罗德与索多玛的人全部抢回来。
And he saved all of Sodom and Lot out from.
把他们的财产也抢回来。
And also recovered their
riches. 如果你是罗德，
if you are Lot,
你应该想一想，我今天还要留在索多玛吗？
You should be thinking, am I going to still stay
here? 还是我应该跟我叔叔把亲上位，然后问叔叔我应该去哪里了现在？
Or at least ask my uncle, where should I go now?
但是对罗德来讲，这个警告一点用都没有。
But to Lot, the warning is pretty useful.
还留在这个犯罪的城市里面。
He still remain in that sin.
他还要跟这个城市挂钩，活在里面。
He still want to be connected to this city.
终于这个罪恶达到神那里。But
then one day the wickedness of this city rise up to the Lord.
神就说我要灭这个城。And
the Lord has to destroy this city.
神也告诉亚伯拉罕我要灭这个城。And
the Lord told Abraham, I want to destroy this city.
亚伯拉罕为着罗德问神有没有可能不灭。And
Abraham asked the Lord, can you not destroy this city?
他说有50个义人在里面，你灭不灭？
If there are 50 righteous, would you destroy the city? The Lord said no.
亚伯拉罕问说，如果40个你灭不灭？
Well, how about 40?
我不灭。
And the Lord said no.
30个你灭不灭？
30, will you?
神说不灭。
The Lord said no.
亚伯拉罕说，你容许我再问一次，如果有10个你灭不灭？
And Abraham said one more time, how about 10?
神说我不灭。
And the Lord said no.
亚伯拉罕不敢问了。
And Abraham did not dare to
ask. 为着亚伯拉罕去把罗德抢出来。
But for the sake of Abraham,
如果你继续读那段圣经的话，罗德不想走。
You will see, Lot does not want to leave.
因为对人来讲，我神会降火，从来没看过天上降火来灭一个城市。
Because he has never seen brimstone coming down from heaven.
他不走。
And he didn't want to.
神就派两个天使去告诉他不走。
And the Lord sent two angels to tell him.
那他呢？神说，主的，你去跟你女儿女婿讲说，全家走。
He said, tell your daughters that the whole family should leave.
Son-in-law.
Oh, son-in-law.
你这圣经怎么讲？他说跟他的女婿讲了之后，他女婿以为他讲笑。
But after he told the son-in-law thought he was mocking.
圣经用那个字叫戏言啊。
It's a mocking word.
可见罗德整天在家里就整天讲笑话。
Probably Lot was just joking around all the time.
可能他的身份是一个艺人，常常说是行为出来，整天在讲笑话。
Even though he was a righteous man,
说到了真的有事来的时候，他女婿根本不看你这个发的音头叫什么，这个叫做
岳父
哈，觉得你讲话也没什么，那你的讲是从来没看过活下来的。
That's why the son-in-law did not take him seriously.
你发现天使最后只能够说什么？他把罗德跟他妻子跟两个女儿硬拉出来。
And so the angels.Just took out Lot and wife and
daughter. 告诉我们说，当他们一离开索多玛城，火就下，立刻下。
After they left, down came the brimstone.
你知道第一次的警告他不听。
The fourth warning, he didn't even listen.
这次他是什么都失去了。
Now he has lost everything.
他失去的东西啊，我们第一个，他女婿被烧死。
His sons-in-law are burned to death.
他的太太还一边跑一边想，哎呀，我的 iPad 没了。
The wife thinking, oh, I lost my iPad.
我这几天有什么哀了？这个，这我最想要的东西啊，这个没了。
The thing that he loved, she loved most, is gone.
你这个太太怎么样？她实在不甘心了，就回头一看。
And then she looked over, turned her head.
立刻成为一根的圆柱。
And immediately she became a pillar of salt.
有人去啊，有人先去以色列再去走走，人家说，哎，这就是罗德的妻子，是个圆柱。
If you go travel in Israel, somebody was going to tell you, oh, this is Lot's wife's pillar.
太太立刻成为一根圆柱。
So she became a pillar of salt.
对罗德跟他两个女儿，哪敢再看啊？太太都妈妈都已经变成一根圆柱。
Of course, the daughters dare not look back.
三个人就跑。
So the three,
他们最后跑到哪里？跑到山上去。
And they ran to the mountain.
当初是他不选择山上，选择大平原，把山上留给亚伯拉罕。
At first, he didn't want to go to the mountain. He left the mountain to.
他以为我能够得到大平原，但最后他的结果还是往山上跑。
He wants to be in the plain, but in the end, he has to go to the mountain.
结果为了留后代，他两个女儿跟他父亲。犯淫乱生了后代。
And the daughter committed adultery with the father so that they can have seed from them.
你看见这个家庭基本上全毁。
And this family was totally destroyed.
你说神有没有给你机会？有。
Did God give you a chance?
有没有给你警告？有。
Did God give warning? Yes.
但是呢，因为人的心一直就是这样过。里面好像没什么感觉，我们最后就完全进去了。
But the heart grew cold and cannot feel anything.
第三个哈是上次主日，程弟兄在这里跟我们交通的。
And third is what our brother shared with us last week.
我们最后看一段圣经哈，这个在马太福音新约的第一卷书。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第二十五章。
Matthew 25.
我读给大家听就好了哈，这是马太福音第二十五章，十个童女的故事。第一节，他说那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯也又预备油在器皿里。新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。半夜有人喊着说，原文这里还有两个字，看啊，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己去卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了，同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊主啊，给我们开门。 他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。朝见弟兄礼拜天跟我们交通呢，我刚刚讲过了两种人。
Our brother shared that there are two types of people.
一种是路旁主，一种是豪主。
One is the by the wayside and one is good for.
一种是不明白的或自以为明白的，其实不明白。
One is they thought they understand but they don't.
一种是真正的看见明白的。
And the other one is really one.
我对这个我很有感觉哈。
I'm really touched by this.
我记得我读中学的时候。
When I was in high school,
因为我数学读得不错
because I'm pretty good in math.
说我读物理的话，我说物理不是也是数学吗？因为都明白嘛。
So I think, well, physics is math based, so I'm sure I can understand.
但是每次考试我就是不会。
But every time there's a test, I don't.
我说我书不是读过，什么考卷拿出来我就不会，不知道这题要怎么解，怎么做。
But when I studied, then why is it I cannot answer this question?
啊，一直到我来美国了，就慢慢知道问题在哪里。
And after I came here, I realized my problem.
所以说，我是不明白，其实我没有真的懂这个物理在这一个东西在搞什么。
I thought I understand, but actually I didn't.
我在家里，我有那个这个三度空间那些画。
I have those 3D pictures.
我常常如果刚到我家来的人，我都请他们看。
When they first came.To my house,
因为你要看这个片的话，你要看这个画的眼睛，两个眼睛一定要最聚焦，你才看进去里面还有画。
Both of your eyes have to become to a particular focus, then you can see what's in those.
但我这个试验不像常见弟兄传福音那天讲啊，九个人都举手，你就觉得是错的，你也举手了哈。
Well, in my case, you know, it's not like nine people, you know.
Somebody would say, I see.
So when you say you understand, doesn't necessarily mean
you really understand. 那很好。
If you really understand, that's very good.
这里讲了两批的人，他有五个五个来比，他说十个童女里面五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
There are two groups here, five foolish and five wise.
圣经里面讲童女都是讲到基督徒。
Now, when we talk of, in the Bible, when they mention virgins, they mean.
因为保罗曾经讲过，我把你们好像童贞女。许配给基督
Because I, you're like virgins prepared for the Lord.
所以圣经里面讲童女的时候，是讲到所有属主的人。
So virgins are all those who belong to the Lord.
那这一批属主的人都在等主回来。
Now all these people who belong to the Lord are waiting for him to come back.
然后这里讲打盹了，睡了，从圣经里面给我们看，就是他们也一个个离世过世了。
And sleep means one by one they left.
当新郎回来，他们起来，就他们复活去迎接新郎去了。
And when the bridegroom comes back, they are resurrected.
到了那一天，发现了十个里面有五个是聪明的，五个是愚蠢。
And that day they discovered five of them were foolish and
five
wise.
你要知道，十个里面灯里面都有油的，灯都在亮。
Well, you know, all ten of them have oil in their lamp and all their lamps are lighted.
那个灯不是这种灯哈。是有灯芯的那种灯啊，点火的，里面有油的才会发亮的灯。
These are oil lamps.
十个都有。
And all ten have lamps.
但是聪明与愚拙的差别就是，五个还有更多的油，五个已经没有了。
And the only difference is five of them have almost no oil.
那五个愚拙的呢，就是剩那个有的，再借点来吧。
And so the foolish one said, "Can you lend us some oil?"
那个聪明说不可以借。油是要买的。
And the wise one said, "No, you have to go buy."
圣经里面的买就是你要付代价才得到的。
To buy something means you have to give up something to get it.
换句话说，这个都在他们活着的时候，这些人这五个愚拙的有没有付代价去存留了一些油， 到了有一天见主的时候，我岂能有由？
So the ones who, when they still alive, they're willing to give up something so that they were able to have oil and would be enough.
我想时间原因，我不讲太多了哈。我只是愿意给弟兄姊妹看一件事情啊，这个油是要你付代价得到的。
This oil is something that you need to have given up something to get it.
你每天你所追求的是什么？
What are you pursuing every day?
你愿意花时间来追求在主里面的生命，属灵的生命的成长吗？
Are you willing to pursue life, to pursue spiritual growth?
你知道我们要付这个代价，我们要付出一个时间。
First, you have to give up time.
我们要付出一些，好像我们面子要摆下来了，我们有一些我们要要顺服我们的主了，这都是讲到我们的代价。
Maybe you have to lose faith on something. You have to give up and you have to submit.
还有一些我们可能我们跟世界不能够妥协了。
Or we cannot compromise with the world.
圣经上说，我们的肉体跟圣灵常常相争。
The Bible said that our flesh is warring against the spirit.
我们的体贴哪一个呢？
Which one are we going to go with?
所以有弟兄们跟我们交通到哈，这个器皿预备有油，那油这个乃是讲到我们有圣灵在我们里面。
The oil refers to the Holy Spirit in us.
但是啊，这个有预备油的乃是你有满有圣灵在你里面。
And if you have enough oil, it means that you're full of the Holy Spirit.
你是有储存的圣灵。在你里面许多的作为。
The Holy Spirit has worked on you a lot.
知道这段话主最后的回答，当这五个愚拙的回来。
And when the foolish one came back,
圣经没有讲他究竟有没有买到油。
They didn't say whether they were able to buy the oil or not.
圣经也没讲说，没给我们看到说短短的回来要迎接他，有机会给你付代价去得到油的。
And the Bible didn't mention about, you know, whether they were given chance.
在这里他说他们也叫主啊，那那主啊为我开门。
But here it says, they said, Lord, Lord, open to us.
主怎么回答说？他说我不认识。
And the Lord said, I know you not.
弟兄们跟我们交通了，他说我不认识你，主要是我不满意。
Brother said here the no is like I'm not pleased with you.
所以他这里最后讲说你要警醒。
So here it says you have to watch.
因为主回来的日子我们都不知道。
Because we do not know when the Lord will come back.
这也是我刚开始跟大家唱的诗歌哈。
This is also the song that we sang.
但愿我们能够常常开始求主给我们做一个等候他回来的日子。
That we will be one watching and waiting for his coming.
因为只有我们能够等候主回来的心，主能够保守，不给许多的事上啊，所有的人事物的事情来妥协。
That watchful heart is the heart that God can protect.
也给我们好好在属灵生命的追求上好好付代价往前。
And that we're willing to give up to pursue the Lord.
但愿我们去见主那一天。我们能够被主是分在那五个聪明的童女那里，不是五个愚拙的那里。
And that we will be one of those five wise virgins.
好，我们一起祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你把这些话赐给我，主愿意你当日所提的一些的话语，今天仍然做工在我们身上。主耶稣，求你给我们拣选你的道路。因为你对我们说，你的意念高过我们的意念，你的道路高过我们的道路。主，让我们知道我们最后的，主不过都如尘沙，风一吹什么都没有。
是，
主，我们以为我们所行的义，在你看来也不过是污秽的衣裳。所以主怜悯我们，给我们有智慧的心，给我们选择。你要摆在我们面前，我们能够看见，能够选择你给我们，以致我们能够说我们一切的好处都不在主以外。所帮助我们，我们知道我们已经住在这末世最后的时代，所以说保守我们能够一直走到路中， 能够讨你的喜悦，那一天不羞愧，奉主耶稣基督的
名，
阿门。